Cattle futures strengthened on Tuesday. Major chain restaurant transactions continue to improve. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 24th of June. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade continued lower Tuesday, with dress trade in Nebraska mostly $3 to $7 lower than last week at $155 a hundredweight. Even so, cattle futures found some spark, helped along by outside markets. Except for 87 cents lower in spot June and 17 cents lower at the back, live cattle futures closed an average of 90 cents higher across a range of 37 cents to $2.07 higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.39 higher. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $2.25 lower Tuesday afternoon at $211.81 a hundredweight. Select was 73 cents lower at $203.57. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Tuesday, led by tech stocks once again, and despite the growing number of COVID-19 cases. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 131 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 13 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 74 points. Dry conditions and drought continue to expand according to the latest U.S. Drought Monitor for June 16th, with 43.7% of the continental United States rated as abnormally dry to extreme drought versus 10.7% a year earlier. According to USDA's weekly crop progress report for the week ending June 21st, 43% of the nation's pasture and range was rated in good or excellent condition. That's 2% less than the previous week and 25% less than last year. 25% was rated in poor or very poor condition compared to 8% at the same time last year. Cattle states with 20% or more of the pasture range in poor and very poor condition include California, Colorado, Montana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Oregon, Texas, and Washington. Of those, conditions improved slightly week to week in Oklahoma, Oregon, and Washington. As for crops, progress continues mostly ahead of the average. For instance, 2% of corn was silking, which was 1% more than last year and on par with the 5-year average. 72% is rated as good or excellent, which is 16% more than last year. Similarly, with planting almost complete, 89% of soybeans were emerged, which was 23% more than last year and 4% more than average. 5% were blooming compared to 1% last year and 5% for average. 70% were rated as good or excellent, which was 16% more than last year. Corn futures on Tuesday closed mostly 3 to 4 cents lower. Soybean futures closed mostly 1 to 4 cents lower through September of 21 and then mostly fractionally higher. So far, major restaurant chain transactions continue to improve despite the recent spike in COVID-19 cases, according to the NPD Group. For the week ending June 14th, total major restaurant chain transactions were 12% less than the same week a year earlier, which represented a 1% improvement compared to the previous week. More specifically, quick service chain transactions were 11% less year over year and 2% more positive than the previous week. Full service chain transactions were 26% less than a year earlier, but improved 12% week to week. According to David Portalatin, NPD Food Industry Advisor, three main variables will influence continued restaurant recovery. They are reopening of on-premise dining with continued expansion of allowed capacity, the willingness of consumers to dine out and feel safe and confident, and the economic well-being of the consumer. Thus far, he says the improving restaurant transactions confirm that dining rooms are opening and that there is consumer demand to fill open restaurants. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 24th of June. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.